Welcome to the Triple Confirmed Podcast, where we discuss Bitcoin price talk, trading ideas, and much, much more. I'm your host, The Baked Potato, a 7-year crypto analyst and crypto YouTuber. Today's date is March 6th, and this is episode 305. Hopefully, you guys are having a magnificent Wednesday today. Wonderful Wednesday today. Ooh, my friends, what a last couple days. Crazy, absolutely crazy price action all the way up into new all-time high territory, all the way back down. Huge rejection. What do we have to see going forward? Of course, we'll be diving right into all that today. So, as always, starting off with our macros, what do we see? What do we have? What is going on? Well, Bitcoin today recovered obviously very, very nicely as far as the weekly is concerned. Everything that we saw yesterday was just a blip in everything. I mean, the weekly really had no effect, even though we went and wicked all the way down into $59,000, almost $100 billion plus lost out of the total three alone. So yeah, 10K swing, baby. I think the majority of that, the reasoning was them just pulling money out, you know, to throw it all right back in. Essentially, you know, we're moving funds around. Bullshit. Complete slap in the tits of most people who were just starting to jump in around 65 to 69. But yeah, no, big swing. We've recovered almost all of that so far. We are closing back above that key level of what was support, then resistance, now back support at 66. And we're seeing what looks like more continuation. I'm still not absolutely throwing the idea out that there is more correction and pullback to come. Our moving average is still way the heck down here at around $52,000-$53,000. And there's absolutely still possibility for rejection up in this point. It just depends on if that rejection was an actual rejection or if it was just noise, essentially. Did we get wicked down? Was that the retest and test that we needed to see before continuation? That could be the case, but we need to see a couple more days just to be sure of what and where and how it is going to play out. So yeah, everything as far as weekly is concerned still looks like momentum is building to the upside. Structure, let me pull that up quickly. Structure still holding to the upside. The only big thing that we can see here is that we are almost at the top of Fibs. Actually reaching the top of that would mean we're hitting around $74,500, $75,000. And of course, the most key level resistance we have is going to continue to be $68,000 to $69,000. So over the next couple of days, if we can start to grind through $69,000, potential for macro continuation is still to come. If we continue to see rejection, and or we try and test into towards 69 again or get close and form a lower high in the more midterm macro, we could be looking for another massive rejection first. We still have halving coming up in April, May. I think we're about 2-ish months away, April, May, month and a half, 2 months. So a lot can happen in that time period. You know, I'd love to see us come and revisit the 382 of our weekly before ultimately continuing. That would be around $56,000 and or all the way back down into 618. That would be about $44,000, $43,000 at the maximum pain type of deal. Very possible. We don't really have a shoulder for this inverted head and shoulders if that is the case. As far as the larger picture is concerned, the more medium, midterm already has converting shoulder, head, shoulders, yada, yada, yada. You know, I would love to, again, see a massive, massive backtest push out all of the people that have jumped in the last month and a half before ultimately continuing. Does not need to happen, just an idea, just something to have in the back of your minds, as with this dump we saw yesterday. For now, the multi-day, two-day looks like an extremely potential bullish candle here, and hammer candle shenanigans. It's not always bullish. We see a reversal back here. Here we actually saw it continue up before hammering again and converging back down. We just need to see how, again, the next couple days start to play out. We are setting up for a red dot potentially on the 2-day, very close to the top of Fibs. You know, it does look like potentially this was just the start of some bigger push back down to come. We have to see how it plays out first. Daily, as far as today is concerned, not a fully engulfing candle unless we are closing back above 68.3. As far as today's candle close is concerned, in 3.5 hours, being right back up at that 618 after bouncing off the EMA support, and overall momentum still being to the upside, would say that we are going to try and absolutely smash through the 618 of the daily to ultimately try and continue for more upside fun, good action. But of course, again, it comes down to that close as of today. If we see another rejection, it doesn't fully engulf, we more than likely could see another reversal candle by tomorrow. And going into the weekend, we could be starting to see pullback. Caution going forward. Again, you know, things are not 100% certain at the current moment. I am seeing some more midterm bearish divergences stacked up. We can see 8 hour forming a pretty clear bearish divergence here. Higher high, lower high, yada, yada, yada. It's showing up on our Wolfpack, Market Liberator, and Money Flow. So yes, definitely we saw the initial rejection. Is this going to converge in the shorter term time frames? Very could be likely, right? If we do continue to see a lower high and structure of the shorter term time frames continues rejecting at this point, you know, I'd be looking at this as a converging wave, and I would be looking for ultimately pullback still to come. It's not out of the woodwork just as of yet. As far as the very shorter terms are concerned, 15 minute really hasn't done a whole lot today. We've basically gone sideways. We've been still bouncing around 67, 66.9. Not really doing a whole heck of a lot. Don't really have an answer until probably looks like after today's close. Of course, depending on which way volume starts to pick up around close, more than likely going to dictate the overall direction. Again, I just really want to make sure that I'm pounding into your heads that we are starting to see bearish divergence and potential convergence now with this lower high if it continues to stick under structure. It looks like the shorter term time frames are trying to get above 67.360. If we can start to change structure, turn fibs back into the upside favor, we're much less likely to see a converging wave here and continue back to the downside. Gwen Lambo, yo, checking out some charts. Just got back from 2025 and I don't understand where the one in front of the price went. You clever espresso. Yes, I was just thinking this morning in terms of Elliott wave. This is crazy. First wave and due for a correction. Yes, I think so too. You can see a lot of signs of Elliott wave potentially going on here, even in our higher term timeframes, midterm timeframes. I think we're potentially on a third or fourth wave before an 1-2-3 correction, ABC, whatever the heck it goes. Definitely. The fact that we're still being held down by that 618 of the daily, you know, I think that's our biggest changing factor right now. If we were to start getting through $69,000 with volume and momentum starting to turn right back up, you know, then I would say that this was just a retest or test of macro support held at 62, as far as closing candles are concerned of the midterm macro and the midterm, right? We did wick down to 59,000 on most exchanges, but the closes stuck around $62,000. If you guys caught what I said in the Discord yesterday, you know, that's essentially what we were looking for. Yes, hit 69 as previously predicted, looking for as low as around 62 as previously predicted. Things have been playing out exactly as predicted accordingly. So good stuff so far. Moving over here to our total, we saw again about $100+ billion fall out of the market yesterday. We went from around 670 billion down to about 580-ish. Hit structure as far as wicks are concerned. We're looking at actual candles. We can see the wick blew through 600 billion, wicked back to about 570 billion, and then since has corrected about $90 billion. So good stuff as far as the total is concerned. It does seem like yesterday was just a washout to grab as much liquidity as possible from the bears. From the bulls before potential continuation. You know, as far as the macro is concerned, weekly, you know, potential for a hammer candle here. Top of the fibs being about 650 billion. We need to see either volume starting to come back in and restructuring still to the upside. If you guys were catching any of the last couple streams for the last couple weeks, 650 billion was our targeted region from about 550. Even I think back into the $400-ish billion, we were looking at this next level, 660, 650. So great place to be taking some profits if everything does decide to start turning right back into the upside, which it absolutely could. The multi-day is still very bullish. We have overall momentum still pushing to the upside as far as 12 days concerned. 4 day, 3 day, 2 day, and 1 day all look pretty tired. Actually, daily looks a little less tired than anything else, showing more signs of bounce continuation than anything else. Again, we just need to see how this close comes today. If structure starts to reform into the upside favor, you know, this bounce becomes more probabilistic. For now, 8 hour triple confirmation to the downside, potentially to get invalidated, 4 hour already invalidated. We're just kind of flipping back and forth until we see a complete, answer. Yeah, I don't really see a whole heck of a lot else on total three. Shorter term time frames chopping back and forth. Hourly says 666 billion is resistance. We're being held up by the 618 at 660. Playing around, squeezing, wicking down to 650. Everything's just chilling until we have an actual answer, it would seem. Altcoins today, you know, the majority of the meme coins have been absolutely ripping. Pepe, Whiff, Doge, Milo, absolutely ripping. Crazy gains happening out of the meme coins. But the majority of the good stuff, the main cap kind of altcoins, haven't been doing a whole lot, if we're being honest. AVAX, barely moving. Solana had a little blip, came all the way back, you know? The good stuff is not moving yet. I think the majority of that total volume was coming into memes from complete degens and shitters from Twitter. You know, not maybe the whole thing, but the majority of it would be that. So I would absolutely be cautious at this stage of the game. We don't have, you know, main retail still at this point. The majority of people aren't paying attention. And if they were paying attention, they're with this huge rejection off of 69,000, you know, I think they're potentially a little weary of jumping back into the markets as of yet. But you got to ask yourself, you know, is everyone waiting for a pullback, or is everyone not expecting a pullback? Because it's always the opposite of in which that we actually do. Anyway, moving on. As far as traditionals are concerned today, NASDAQ continually closing below 18,000 points. We did start to see a bit of a pullback as far as the last couple of days are concerned, as well, and or chop sideways shenanigans. Weekly coming back into key level potential support as of right now. Don't see a whole heck of a lot of data. We are starting to see a little bit of bearish divergences stacked up here at this new high. Could be looking to retest back into that previous all-time high of 16,500 at the worst case scenario. Before ultimately seeing continuation. Another higher low, potential for some hidden bullish divergence is pretty high. All that good stuff. Multi-day, as far as we're concerned, does look like potentially wanting to continue rejecting here. Daily back on support. And so it looks like structure starts to break if we push below 17,860. And if it holds, structure potentially starts to retrace back, turn back into the upside favor. Yes. Shorter term time frames, 4 hour broken below EMA and rejecting off of 18,000. Yes, and still being held up by the structure of that time frame and the 618. So it looks like we have support all the way from 18,000 into 17,800. If we start to pop below that, potential for deeper correction. Again, this would correlate with Bitcoin, I think, you know, just again to wash out, wipe out liquidity of the last month or two building up. We've basically gone straight up from $40,000 to this point, 69,000. You know, there has to be some sort of correction washout so that these exchanges can continue making money, stacking their Bitcoin, and pay out the people that are coming in. Jay, welcome, my friend. $70,000 first before further dip, aiming for 73 wave 5 of Elliott wave. You know, I don't think it has to be perfect. As far as crypto is concerned, the Elliott wave stuff, it works. But, you know, like Bitcoin's going to do its own thing. It does not need to get up into that region. I agree with you. It would fill out the top portion of our extension of Fibs. You know, it would be a proper Elliott wave if it was to reach all the way up into that region and then correct. But, you know, again, with the S&P and the NASDAQ starting to show signs of midterm macro rejection here, potentially popping under support, you know, it may not get that chance to have that final extension up into that region. So just be cautious, you know, the fact that we're still trading below 69,000. 73,420, baby. Hey. Yeah, no, again, like I agree with you and I would love to see it. I think we are at or close to a point of which that we are going to see some sort of more, you know, rather than just one day of correction retrace, you know, potentially a couple weeks. The fact that we're, you know, still a couple months away from having, you know, there's a lot that can happen in this time period before that actually occurs. Yeah, so it seems like for the most part, we're in agreement with, you know, Jay, Tasty Trees, myself. He said, like, I think we're very close to some sort of retest rejection, unfortunately, as that is. And or everything, you know, as far as the bears are concerned, goes to shit if we start blasting through 69 with absolute volume. We don't stop at 73 or 74.5. Like, you know, we just have to take it with a grain of salt. For now, we are starting to set up for rejection that could be invalidated within the next week or two if things continue to tickle around the rejection region. So very much be paying attention to your charts the next little while. Again, you know, something like yesterday, you can't really foresee something like this. You know, you just have to realize that $69,000 is a huge mental level in the majority of people's minds. I talked to so many people who claimed that they were going to take profit at $69,000. You know, we touched it. We rejected $2,000 almost instantly. It tried to come back up and then got absolutely smashed. And for the next 4 to 5 hours, just absolutely tanked. Right. So again, seems like planned shenanigans. There's no way that, you know, $100 billion plus just in Total 3 alone was pulled out by retail. You got to ask yourself, you know, who are the big boys, the puppeteers pulling the strings? I would imagine Grayscale had something big to do with yesterday's move, if not just a bunch of asset under management being sold off and moved into another ETF, because that money did come quite quickly back into the space. You know, again, we gained it back just as fast as we lost it. So we'll see. Not a fully engulfing candle as far as yet is concerned. We'll have to see how today's close finishes off. Anyway, back to the S&P. What do we see? Structure still holding up as far as 12 hours concerned. Fibs have already extended to the downside. Looks like once we start closing below 5,050, structure's going to change into the bearishness goodness, and fibs are already ready to go to pull back into the 382 of 45.42. That's about a 4,500-600 point move back just to the 382 of the midterm macro. You know, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. If this is a more macro cup handle, you know, we've got the more midterm cup handle. Maybe this is a macro larger pull and continuation from there. We'll have to see how we go. Again, bearish divergence is starting to show up in these highs of the wicks and everything else in between. It looks like there is quite a bit of bearish divergence stacked up here. I would not be surprised to retest the previous all-time high and maximum. So definitely something to be paying attention to, my friends. And then, of course, Ethereum today doing wonderful things, trading at about 38.65 as far as currently. We finished 3 out of 4 of my predicted moves so far. Things are still moving along as they should be. Yes. If you guys recall our original trades from back here, 1950, 1969, everything's been working out smooth and swimmingly since then. Boom, boom, continue. We potentially still have one more wave if we are going to absolutely smash above this level, 38.69. Could be looking for restructuring in the fibs and everything, but as far as right now is concerned, midterm macro and midterms, you know, again, a little shaky. It looks pretty bullish to me if this was a complete retest, fake out, supported, volume came in, re-triple confirmation potentially to come in, and full extension all the way up into $5,000 as far as daily is concerned. I see a big resistance level at around $4,000 as well. We could be reaching up for that, then retesting back down, and then continuing if the whole thing just turns completely bullish from here. Overall momentum of the multi-day and the midterm macro and overall macro is still just going into the green. 12-day still has lots of juice left. all-time high is still around $5,000. So, you know, it just could be a case of that ETH, right? Bitcoin's already trading at almost around all-time high. ETH is still quite a bit as far as, you know, percent and as far as all-time high is concerned. We still have quite a bit to go before we're even close to what Bitcoin is done. So something to keep an eye on. I think ETH still has a lot of energy here as far as continuation. As far as the midterm macro and the overall macro, it looks pretty darn good. Shorter term timeframes will tell us if there's going to be a rejection or not. 4 hours seems to be setting up for another potential rejection. Higher high with bearish divergence potentially setting up. And from previous levels as well. So it's a little shaky right now. It's not 100% certain. I want to see more confirmations before anything is going to continue. Yes, my friends. Yeah, I think as far as today is concerned, I guess we can look at Dixie quick. We have had a nice rejection off of 103.8, 104.2. Everything we wanted to see so far has been working out. Dixie back down at around 103.38, starting to pop below another fib level. We still have support, it looks like, around 103. Could be looking for a little bit more jump to the downside. Overall momentum is still picking up as far as those midterms are concerned. Midterm macro crossing back below the EMA, falling below our 618. Big rejection. You know, again, I think overall continuation still to the downside is much more likely. And going back as far as our macros are concerned, yeah, like 12-day, still showing a range, but this is a pretty big rejection for the third time. Some hidden bearish divergence, normal bearish divergence. Yes, I would more than likely like, I would expect this to continue to the downside. As far as Dixie's concerned, US 10-year in the same boat, rejected off of 4.2. More than likely overall continuation still to the downside. As far as the midterm macros, the overall macros, and the shorter terms are concerned. Money flow may, I mean, God, dude. Hourly may end up coming back up to retest structure now at about 4.14. If it starts to reject there, I would more than likely like to see fibs extending to the downside, structure changing into a bearish format, and just overall continuation to the downside. Anyway, my friends, if you guys haven't liked and subscribed to the channel yet, what are you doing? You're making a big mistake. I would appreciate it very much if you guys would do so. It does help me out a lot. And we will be continuing over here on YouTube. If you guys are following along online on the interwebs for the podcast, just know we appreciate you, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here on Friday. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.